Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels, Mark chapter 1, verses 21 through 22. That's our passage today. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. The religious leaders had turned the teaching of the Old Testament into passionless rhetoric. They presented the truth as a religion of regulations, a system designated to judge motives by actions. Their teaching was memorized and stale. They aimed at the head and ignored the heart. Now, Jesus was different. His teaching engaged the intellect and emotions. He believed what he said, and it showed. His words came forth with love and grace and gentleness and boldness. His passion was as fresh as his message. He called people to a new life that demonstrated a renewed love for God. Jesus taught them as one who had authority. Howard Hendricks, one of my professors in seminary, used to say, "It's a crime to bore people with the Word of God." It's a crime to bore people with the Word of God. And that goes for parents, teachers, and preachers. We all must teach the rich truth with passion and freshness. As one says, we must present the old truth always in fresh ways. Teachers should never bore people with the words of eternal life. Set under teachers who challenge your mind and your heart, and then challenge yourself to present God's Word in your world in the same way. Father, please help me to never bore people with your living Word. Help me teach like Jesus with authority that comes from you. In His name, amen.